This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig here with you in the loop.
I was looking at Twitter. Figgy, did you see Sean's latest post?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'll send it to you here in a minute, but you may want to look at it. He's got his earliest Christmas picture ever. Guess who he took a picture with today?
Oh, I see it now. CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud. That's what he does. That's what he does. I'm waiting
That's
for
that. That's a nice suit.
It's a real nice suit, but... He does that every year.
Mm.
Landry, have you seen it?
With whose suit?
Here, I'll just show you. And I want to get your reaction.
Is it Sean's?
I want to get your reaction.
Is it Sean's suit?
Earliest Christmas picture ever.
That doesn't even look real.
It looks like it's a cutout, doesn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's been photoshopped.
Yeah, what are we doing there?
Yeah. Well, he's doing a luncheon or something and got his picture with CJ.
Okay. That looks fake.
It does look fake.
Does that not look photoshopped?
It does.
This
look
is fake. This is fake.
This is fake.
Yeah, that's photoshopped. That's fake. On my mama, that's fake. On my heart, and my life, my little brother Greg, I could die
Let
right now.
At
that's
CJ
fake.
In that.
Oh, wait a minute.
What does CJ look like in that picture? Does CJ look comfortable?
Well, comfortable might be a little bit.
I mean, but does he look like, hey, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
or is he kind of like, yeah, you know?
There you go. It almost looks like it was cut out.
Yeah, that
he
got
to post the original picture, man.
Yeah, that doesn't look real at all.
Doesn't look real at all.
Yeah, it looks fake.
That's what Sean, he likes to do that every Christmas.
You like that? What are you saying?
He did one with JJ and Altuve,
and
remember?
Wall.
And then
Paul
Wall.
He's a big Paul Wall fan.
Yeah, he's a huge Paul Wall fan.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He's enormous.
Yeah,
bigger than Landry Locker.
Yeah, he's big time, man.
big time.
I'm sure he was talking about the People's Champ. August 2005.
That's right.
It's the People's Champ, Paul Wall and Michael Watts.
His favorite song is still tipping.
It's the People's Champ. August 2005. It's the People's Champ, Paul Wall and Michael Watts.
Yeah.
Sure, he was all over that. Get your mind correct. You think he knows what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a huge fan.
All I'm saying is this, okay? Since you've taken me here, if I ended up getting a picture with Paul McCartney, I wouldn't use it as my Christmas card. I don't like Paul McCartney.
Yeah, you would have been like, okay, that's Paul McCartney.
The hell are the Pendergast doing with Paul Wall as their Christmas card?
Sometimes I just...
I'm just asking.
I just bring these things up for my own amusement.
I'm just asking.
Exactly.
So were you dogging the suit?
No, I was like this.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't dogging the suit. The suit looks good. I was just saying, like, they are all about getting
What'd
the celebrity...
What did you say before that? The suit what?
Looks good. You don't think it looks good? It's a good suit. No, it's a nice suit. You don't like it?
No, I was just asking your take. I don't...
No, I like it.
I
think it's good. I've seen him in that suit before.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's good. All I'm saying
you like
is,
it, Fig?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it looked good on him.
Yeah. Okay. Sean, his tradition is to take pictures with celebrities and make it his Christmas card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like that tradition?
No, I think it's fine. It's just not me.
What would you do?
Not that.
What would you, what's your Christmas card look like there, Hotshot?
Well,
since you're the Christmas card
critic. Full disclosure, we haven't sent Christmas cards in a few years.
Yeah, so this sounds like a personal problem that you don't send Christmas cards.
Oh, now you're turning it on me?
I'm just saying, you're criticizing my man's Christmas card. My only problem was Paul Wall. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you like Jose Altuve. That's cool. But Paul Wall, what are we doing?
You're the one that says that Sean and I, although it's mostly Sean in my view, but whatever, likes to rub elbows with rich and famous people. And he does that every year with his Christmas card, kind of announces it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he is. It's what they do. It's what they like to do. So.
Like even T-Mill. T-Mill will take pictures with athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his Christmas card is always the dogs and the wife.
I think you're right.
Right?
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, it's always the three dogs and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, T-Mill, as soon as C.J. Stroud throws a touchdown pass, you know what's coming from T-Mill.
What's that?
A picture of him and C.J. Proud of this guy.
See, like Sean does like to do that, and that's them, and that's fine. It's not me.
I feel like you're just scared to say what you really want to say here.
I'm telling you exactly what I
said. I like the picture with CJ.
I'm saying that's not me. I'm not like, look who I'm with.
I want to see the original, though.
Yeah.
Is that the original?
That's not the original.
Yeah.
Because CJ's shoes are like cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they took the background out.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see the original picture.
There must have been other people there. And they wanted just them.
I don't know if that's going to look good on a Christmas card.
Yeah.
They crap somebody out.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, but it's not. I don't think that's going to look good on a Christmas card.
Yeah. Who else is, who's on his Christmas card list this year to take pictures with?
It's just CJ. That's the Christmas.
No, they usually do two or three. Last year was.
And CJ's wearing a picture of Jesus, so.
Was last year JJ and Andre and somebody?
I thought last year was Paul Wall.
And Altuve.
I thought last year was Paul
Wall. Yes, no, last year's was Have Yourself a Goat Christmas. And it was a picture of them with, that's what it was, with Altuve, JJ, and Andre. And it was like, Have Yourself a Goat Christmas.
God, man. You know how you know CJ's just a freaking baller.
How's that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
By the way, I was on the elevator ride from hell.
Right now?
On the way back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's why you was late? A little bit late?
You wasn't late.
Yeah. I was 30 seconds late.
Mm-hmm.
First time, I don't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens. I go to get on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a while. All of a sudden, Leroy says, hey, I'm going to go with you. I say, okay. Leroy gets on the elevator. We go down. Leroy, knowing that I have to be back up here, he decides he's going to order before me when I'm just getting a soda to bring up here.
Oh,
so
no.
He's being extra friendly. Leroy's being extra friendly.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Sweetie, how you doing? Oh, yeah, good. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And then he orders the chicken tender basket.
Oh, no. And you're then like, I got
the,
a thing
then
here.
He orders the chicken tender basket. I swipe real quick. I get out. I go on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
This guy commits two penalties. Two penalties.
Another guy or Leroy?
Leroy is waiting for his chicken basket. Okay. So he's down there, but he's already delayed the process. The guy in the elevator commits two penalties.
Yeah.
He got a dirty look from me the whole way up.
Yeah.
First of all, you squeezed your ass in when the elevator was already shutting.
Okay.
That's penalty number one.
Yeah, don't do that.
Then his dumb ass gets a false start and makes it even worse. You know what a false start is on an elevator?
He hit the wrong button.
No, it's where you step over the damn line when the elevator door is closing, and then it opens up, and then three more people walk in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's offsides.
Yeah.
You got to tighten up, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get sucked that gut in.
Yeah, you said you just gave him a dirty look.
You've already run through here like damn Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sit there with your fat gut out across the line to where the elevator door goes like a...
Yeah.
You pulled the Kadarius Tony.
Yeah, yeah, he goes like that. Accordion. Boom, boom. And then it goes back out. And then three more people coming in.
Yeah. And you're sitting there saying, man, all I want is my Coke Zero.
And then... There's a whole conversation going on the elevator, and you know what's worse? You know what's worse? So this guy committed two penalties.
Mm-hmm.
The person by me committed two more penalties. You know what they did?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that house?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a...
Closing the deal.
Wait for it. Oh, that's kind of a neighborhood where you have like a... A $3 million house in one area, and then it's going to be that. You should see the house that so-and-so lives in, blah, blah, blah. So that's penalty number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough to be on the phone on the elevator.
Yeah.
You know where it gets worse?
What's that?
When it's already awkward, and then all of a sudden it's, what? I can't hear you. I'm on an elevator.
Oh, God.
So then the volume goes up. You're already yelling. You're on an elevator, and then the volume goes up. So I had two people on the elevator ride committing multiple penalties.
Yeah. And you just want
and not to mention Leroy with no etiquette.
What was Leroy thing? He knows what we do.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if he do.
Why don't you just get in front of me, Landry?
Yeah, hey, go ahead. You got to go back up.
Yeah.
I don't think he know you do a show.
Yeah, I mean, he goes in there and talks to Figgy and hands him his weekend itinerary during the show.
He asked me why I go to the Halloween party.
Yeah, that's right. Does Leroy know what we do?
He don't.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm surprised he ain't tell you to sit down there and have lunch with him.
I'm telling you, that, but I mean, you can't, if you're going to commit one elevator, you're allowed one penalty. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, that happens.
Sometimes you're on the phone. You can't commit two penalties in an elevator ride. That can't happen.
No.
Buddy, if you, like, this is, if you're the last person, like, it's just common etiquette, okay? Mm-hmm. It's common etiquette. If you're the last person, like, it gets invited somewhere. Let's say you know you're the courtesy invite.
Yeah. Like they try to give the tickets party to somebody else. Yeah. They try to invite, yeah.
Like, Johnny's having a cook-off. He ordered steaks, and you get invited. You don't go get the steak first.
No. You don't even sometimes go.
You know
you know, you know. Like, if it's a Saturday night, hey, we're having steak night, ribeyes, and you get it Friday night, you may not, or Saturday morning, you may not even want to go.
Yeah, and
you're the backup.
If you sneak into the elevator, don't have your gut over the line.
Yeah.
Bud? D'Amico Ryans. Cal McNair is the new principal owner of the Houston Texans. 0061 on the text line. God, he's always on it. He said, quote, "I'm surprised Tyler hasn't posted Hannah on his Twitter and said, proud of the new owner of the Texans."
Still got time.
Someone said, "Landry, chill out. That was me. I'm too fat for you. I'm sorry. I have a couple of medical problems I've been dealing with. Don't fat shame me. I'm trying."
Well, then don't rush your fat ass in the elevator.
I think he's just tweaking you. I don't think it was him.
No, I'm just saying, wait for the next one. Yeah, take your time. Don't sneak in and then do that.
Yeah.
Was he running late or something?
Obviously not, because he went off sides. Mm-hmm. He went off sides on the elevator. That's two penalties.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about Cal McNair. As an owner, this is the head coach talking about the new principal owner of the Texans.
Hey, Cal has been outstanding to work with. Him and Hannah both. What I always loved about the organization is that family environment. And Cal has been great to work with. With him, working with myself and Nick, just awesome owners. And it's great to work for great owners. great people, right, who truly care about the player, they care about the people working in the organization, and that's what I think sets them apart. It's just their heart. They're really very genuine. They love football. They love to win. They're passionate about it, and we are as well, so it's easy to work together.
I think that's the ongoing theme with the new generation of Texans that we're experiencing. They're all on the same page in terms of, like, just how they are, like their priorities. And sometimes, like, especially Bob McNair was almost penalized for being like, I want good guys. I want this type of, you know, team.
Well, sometimes they took it too far.
Maybe. Yeah. And not maybe. Yeah, you're right. They did. Sometimes.
I mean, I don't know that Bob, yeah. I don't know that Bob does even some of the stuff that the Texans have done at this point. He ain't bringing back Lonnie Johnson.
Yeah, no, you're right. But they were penalized for wanting the right type of people. I think they have all the right type of people, and they're all on the same page. So that's another good thing about this whole dynamic.
On the text line, 713, Landry, bring a Coke Zero with you to work and put it in the break room fridge, presidential plant. I want to go down and get a soda. I want to support the ladies down there.
We should.
It's never been a problem.
Whatever happened to our vending machines, though, man?
It's never been a problem.
The vending machines are gone. And we used to be able to go get one all the time.
2020 took it out, man.
Yeah, yeah. We had two vending machines.
Yeah, 2020.
We did.
Yeah.
Down the hall. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Here we go. Here's the 832. Let me see this real quick. When do we go from sports to stupid elevator talk? I don't know, man.
What's wrong with that?
Switching the music.
Yeah, it's life. It's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, this guy here. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. What does he look like, 832? When do we go from sports to stupid elevator talk? I'll tell you right now what he looks like.
Okay.
A weasel.
Give me some stats.
All right.
I want to know some film breakdown.
All right, it must be a slow news day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Freaking Tuesday before March Madness and the Astros start.
Yeah.
And there's owners meetings going on.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to do here. 281, if you can't stand people breathing or blinking in an elevator, maybe you should just avoid people and use the stairs. I don't mind you blinking, breathing, talking, anything like that. All I'm saying is you can't commit two penalties. Is it that big of a deal? I'm accepting of one penalty.
What?
If you rush in and you're the last person to rush in, mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
But don't be the person that steps over the line and then opens it open for three more people. If you're on the phone, that's fine. Don't all of a sudden start screaming, I'm in an elevator when you're talking on the phone.
Yeah.
I'll accept one penalty.
But it's not even that. It is that, but it's not just that. Like, I'm always fascinated, and this is why our listeners, except for the 832, are enjoying this conversation. Like, this is something that we all can relate to, and I'm dumbfounded that just simple common courtesy is ignored by people. Simple. Easy to do. Hey, call you back. Getting on an elevator. How hard is that? You know what? I'll wait for the next elevator. How hard is that? Just simple common courtesy. I can't believe that people are still just ignoring that.
It's just elevator, man.
Yeah.
We got places to be.
You're dang right. You do. You certainly did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to buy me a...
By the way, those chicken strips downstairs...
Good?
They look pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. John McClain used to pick up food there every week.
Yeah, then he lost some weight, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost some weight. Sean Pendergast, I'm assuming they're going to have some audio from CJ for yesterday?
I don't know. It's like a private little function.
Yeah, he did like a it's one-on-one interview or something
Christus
like that.
It's a Christus Foundation.
Christus, yeah.
Christus.
Mm-hmm.
Christus, which is what?
It's a hospital group.
Oh, okay. Christus. Yeah. So it's not a Jesus thing?
No. It's a hospital group.
Okay, I see CJ's rocking the Jesus shirt.
Okay.
You know you're a badass when you can go to River Oaks Country Club dressed like CJ is.
That's true.
I'm being serious. Like,
no,
that's,
you're right.
I'm not even hating. I'm saying that's baller, bro.
Yeah.
He's got the kicks on, the pants, the jacket, and just the T-shirt. That's when you know you're the king of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to CJ Stroud. Coming up, Lunchtime Confessions. A necessary investigation. I thought this was very necessary. We're going to check the tape. Plus, I think we might be sleeping on a specific squad, and I think we need to keep our eyes open for them. Lunchtime Confessions next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.